Welcome back to yet another episode of Movie Error Podcast. So last time we cracked open the treasure chest of our movie genres. But today, we are taking a time machine and teleporting to the very birth of the genre system. Buckle up, because we are about to witness the first flick that dared to wear its genre on its sleeve. Brace yourself, folks, because we are going all the way back to 1902. That's right. We are talking about a time when cars were horseless carriages and cell phones were just a twinkle in Alexander Graham Bell's eye. This is the era of silent films, where storytelling relied on slapstick, pantomime, and a dash of imagination from the audience. So what film gets the honor of being the first genre film? Many film historians point to the French flick called Les Voyages dans la Lune, which translates to A Trip to the Moon. Yes. The same directed by Georges Méliès, which we all know from Hugo. A Trip to Moon wasn't exactly a godfather of its time, but it planted a seed. It showed filmmakers that audiences craved stories that fit into a specific categories. In this case, the fantastical world of science fiction. After this lunar launch, other genres started popping up like a popcorn at the cinemas. Western, comedies, and even tear-jerking melodramas emerged, each catering to a specific audience appetite. What was the first genre film in Hollywood then? Drum rolls, please. It was none other than the iconic Western, The Great Train Robbery, released in 1903, directed by Edwin S. Porter. This 12-minute silent film revolutionized storytelling on screen. The Great Train Robbery wasn't just a standalone success. It kickstarted a wildfire of genre films, each adding its own unique flavor to the mix. From swashbuckling adventures of Douglas Fairbanks in The Mark of Zorro to the spine-chilling horrors of Dr. Jekyll and Mr. Hyde, Hollywood was quickly becoming a melting pot of genres. How did the success of these early genre films change the movie market? Well, it was like adding fuel to the fire. Audiences couldn't get enough of the thrills and excitement offered by these genre flicks, and filmmakers were more than happy to deliver. Studios began churning out genre films left and right, each vying for a piece of the box office pie. But amidst all this chaos, one thing became clear. Genre films weren't just a passing fad. Directors like John Ford, Alfred Hitchcock elevated the genre filmmaking to an art form, pushing the boundaries of storytelling and leaving audiences on the edge of their seats. This genre gold rush wasn't just about making money, although that certainly didn't hurt. It also allowed filmmakers to explore different storytelling techniques and create a kind of cinematic shorthand. If you saw A Cowboy Hand and A Dusty Town, you know you are in for a Western. Now, the success of his early genre films did have its drawbacks. Some critics argue that it stifled the creativity and led to formulaic storytelling. But hey, you can't please everyone, right? So in the next episode, we will delve deeper into the genre of Western. Exciting, isn't it? Until then, bye from Gopal.